Here's a thought I'll title, Way to Go, God. My photo buddy and longtime photographic companion, Joe Lipka, who's a lifelong practicing Catholic, will often set up his tripod to capture a beautiful landscape with the words, Way to go, God. And he says it lightheartedly, but I've come to recognize this as a type of photography, almost a genre on its own. You look out into a landscape and you say, this is too beautiful to be anything other than the production of the deity. Certainly not man-made. You can't look at the Grand Canyon. You can't look at Yellowstone. You can't look at beautiful landscapes like that and think, well, way to go, Corps of Engineers. That's not likely to be the case. But it also occurs to me that no one would ever think this, way to go, God, about a novel, about a piece of music, about a poem, about a sculpture. It's uniquely about photography. And that is, I think, because photography does have this reputation of being the ultimate medium to copy the universe. And to a certain degree, the success of that kind of photography is how accurately does it capture and reproduce the way the landscape looks. Way to go, God. There's no doubt, in my mind anyway, that this is a very large and significant section of the photographic community, particularly the fine art photographic community. The goal and objective is to find those places that are absolutely spectacularly beautiful and to use every snippet and bit of photographic skill and experience and understanding we have to use the technology to make a photograph that stimulates the same response, way to go, God. But like I say, the fact that no other art medium that I can think of has that same potential response tells me that photography really is an odd duck in the world of art media. And even more than that, I think the world of fine art photography can easily bifurcate into two different camps of the use of a camera. The use of a camera that says, I want to make the most accurate reproductions of God's marvelous creation that I can. Even if you don't believe in God, you still might have the same sentiment involved. And then there's the school of photography that says, no, it's not the role of the photographer slash artist to show how wonderful the world is, but to show some kind of personal experience or truth or other form of response to the world. In other words, there is a world of difference between the beautiful landscapes of an Elliot Porter or a David Munch or an Ansel Adams as compared to the beautiful artwork that's an abstract of an Aaron Siskin or a Yosef Sudek or a Ralph Eugene Meteyard. It's kind of humorous, isn't it, to think of looking at a Diane Arbus photograph and saying, way to go, God. But we do look at a Diane Arbus photograph and say, way to go, Diane Arbus, because she had such a marvelous and unique and quirky way of seeing the world. And as a result of that, her photographs become meaningful and maybe even important to us. This is why I've said for a long time that one of the marvelous things about photography is that it is such a plastic medium and can be used for so many different purposes. I love the fact that photography can celebrate Way to Go God and Way to Go Diane Arbus in the same sentence.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.